This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
This is the story about a group of very determined creatives who are on the case to solve a problem for another group of incredibly determined folks. First, let's meet Jill Bottolato. She's determined to fuse her work with a local arts community. Bottolato is director of social responsibility for Dealer.com in Burlington.
When I first started doing corporate giving, of course, it was a natural fit for me to be like, I want to give everything by way of car.
And a recent example of this fusion actually came in the form of this problem.
The Boys and Girls Club needs a van.
Upon learning of that need, Jill knew she could offer Dealer.com's help by way of a grant to donate a vehicle. The Boys and Girls Club of Burlington serves youth from Burlington and Winooski in their out-of-school hours, and it's a safe place with mentors and, most importantly, lots of opportunities for young people to make their dreams come true. And right now, they need a van. And fast. Their other van broke down, and it's a huge necessity within their organization to have one.
They go on a field trip every week in the summer, which is really cool. It's taking them to practice. It's taking them to St. Mike's for tutoring each week.
So Jill, who's been at Dealer.com for 11 and a half years and is no stranger to involving the local arts community in these fused grants, as she calls them, is on the case.
They need a van, but how much more fun if it's a big eagle driving down the street?
More about that eagle in a moment. And instead of finding a plain old van, why not one painted up by a local artist? And she knew just the artist she wanted to enlist.
I texted Sarah Lee from the meeting. I'm like, I have a canvas. Like, let's make this happen.
Sarah Lee is Sarah Lee Tarat, a mural artist living in Waterbury. You may have seen her work in public areas throughout the state, like at the Vermont Children's Hospital or that enormous Chittenden Solid Waste District container. And hiring local artists is always on Jill's mind when it comes to providing these grants to local organizations.
We pay artists a living wage to do the work, and the Boys and Girls Club gets something that's really unique and distinct that they can be proud of and their kids can be proud of as they're driving around in it.
So that problem again. The Burlington Boys and Girls Club needs a van, and soon, and Jill knew she had the resources, the available grant money, the perfect artist, and a pool of able and willing volunteers at the ready. Using paid volunteer hours, several dealer employees stepped in to help out. So right now we're walking through the dealer offices on Pine Street in Burlington, and one of the volunteers is going to donate his time to help with this project. He's actually sitting outside at an outdoor desk, and his name's Mikey. And Jill's going to try to get his attention here.
Hi.
That's dealer employee Mikey Cormier. He's just met mural artist Sarah Lee Tarat, and they're going to coordinate prepping that van for painting with the mural. Another Dealer.com worker who's in on this project is Galal Hamdi. He searches for cars for sport, as Jill says. I asked him how he feels about his part in this project.
It's pretty rewarding. It's not just finding a car for yourself that you're going to love and enjoy and use and all that type. Instead, you're finding it for a group that absolutely needs it to function.
So the van's been found. It just needs to be scrubbed of all its wax and other paint and stuff so that Sarah Lee can get to it and paint a mural on it. But what's she going to paint? Well, Sarah Lee met with the kids from the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, I love that part. You know, meeting with the kids who were a broad range of ages at the Boys and Girls Club not only gave me content that they can have ownership to the content around the van, and we're going to fuse several ideas together.
After the Boys and Girls Club members suggested all kinds of ideas, they landed on an eagle.
And during the meeting, one of the adults in the room, was it you?
It was you. I looked up the symbolism of the eagle,
yes.
And I was like, this is perfect. It's independence, it's power, it's soaring.
And it was like a real gelling moment in a creative process.
What's also really fun is that it's going to be one huge eagle.
Both Jill and Sarah Lee are big proponents of public art and its transformative power. Here's Sarah Lee.
I love public art, and I love connecting art to communities and populations that otherwise might not have access to art or might not just go to a museum or a gallery to see it. I really feel the strength of the best art that I can offer is to get it into the public eye. Therefore, people stumble upon it or it drives by. It prompts you to see things differently, especially if it's infused into daily life in a community. When you take a useful item and you have an organization that works on inspiration, and they work against odds. Having a rolling billboard for a sense of inventiveness and inspiration, it exponentially makes that useful item more useful.
I asked about their goals for this project. Here's Sarah Lee.
I want it to appeal to the kids, but I also want it to push them a little into understanding art beyond the simplest.
And here's Jill.
I know it will really serve as a really safe way, but fun way of getting kids from point A to point B. It starts to bring the expectation to people that, wow, I can make something mundane, something really special. And like the delight I can think of some kids sitting in the back seat of a car and all of a sudden, the first time they see this eagle go by, it's going to be like, wait, what? I want every project we do to have art involved in a public way that everybody gets to experience.
As we speak, the new Boys and Girls Club van, donated through a grant from Dealer.com, is in a paint booth at the Burlington Department of Public Works in the able artist's hands of Sarah Lee Turad. She's emblazoning it with an enormous soaring symbol of what it takes to make dreams come true. The public unveiling is set for Art Hop in September. Find out more at vpr.net.